Today's Shia Mishaburi Yaimi is Sivan Shin Nun Ches, and we are up to Siv Beis, and we're moving now, April. And we saw in the last Siman on Yom Chamishi that we discussed the halacha of Karfeit, which is the code word for an area that is not enclosed for dwelling or residential purposes. And such an area is an area Chazal thought could be confused with Rishus HaRabim or Kamelis. And again, the classic example is a karpif, which was a type of outdoor enclosure that stored wood, and it's, you know, usually situated at the outskirts of town. And so therefore the term karpif is used as a general reference to any enclosure that was not enclosed for residential purposes. Now in this sif, the Shulchan Aruch is going to introduce another prerequisite for something to be an area considered mukaf ladira, enclosed for residential purposes. And that is, the area, as we're going to see, has to have originally been enclosed toward that end of being enclosed for residential purposes, mukaf ladira. So in order to be allowed to carry in such an area, okay, it had to have been enclosed for the purpose of residential, you know, dwelling. So what happens if it wasn't? What happens if it originally was enclosed for karpif-like activity, non-residential purposes, and now you want to go ahead and make it for residential purposes? You can't do that because it wasn't enclosed for residential purposes. So what you have to do is you have to bust and make it a non-halachic enclosure somehow, which doesn't mean you knock down the whole wall all around. You just have to make it that it's halachically not valid, and this is what this sip is going to show, what you need to do to basically get it out of the status of it being an enclosure. Once it's out of the status of being an enclosure, so then you can go ahead and redo it, l'shem dira, for residential purposes, and then you'll be able to carry in such an area, okay? Again, if it's enclosed for non-residential purposes, they gave it the din of a karmelis, at least midrabban, even though midrais, if it's just a yachid. So it has to, you have to get it into that status of it being mukaf l'shem dira. So now we can begin with this intro. We should be able to fly through this amud. Uman nikraf mukaf l'dira. What is considered enclosed for residential purposes? Zesh shabana bo beis dira. It's either an area where within one built a home. I mean, it was an area that a person built a home in. Or even if he didn't build the home in that enclosure, what did he do? Pasach lo pesach mi beiso. He has a doorway from his home going into that enclosure. Sort of like a big backyard. Let's say you have your house, and then you have in your backyard a big fence around the backyard where you have, from the back of your house, you have a door going into it. And look what I have for you, smooth picks. Here you go. Pass it around. You want to see the smooth picks? So even if the home is not, right, in this area, if the doorway goes into the area, the achakach hikifo, and only afterwards, he enclosed the area, then it's going to be considered hukaf ladira. Meaning if he enclosed it first, and then he built his house in there, or built a house that's attached to this fence in the back, and then only afterwards opened the door into that big backyard, that would not be hukaf ladira, because when the actual enclosure was made, it had no functioning for residential bias sticker usages, because there was no opening going into that, from the house, going into that area. So let's see us all inside in the Mishnah Brura. Sif katan yud tes. The achar kach hikifo. So first, again, the first part of the sif is that we just saw defining what's considered mukaf ladira. So he says, koi gam abana, when it says only afterwards he enclosed the area, that's going on both cases in the beginning of the sif. Meaning, gam abana bo bayis, the resha. It refers back to the first case where the home was built in the middle of the area. Ukloimar, the bain shabana bayis, what it means to say is, whether he built a full home in that makom, the acha kachi kifo, and afterwards surrounded it with an enclosure, loso makom, the nimtza habayis ben siyasa, and the bayis would therefore be in the middle of the enclosure. Ubain shabana bayis eitzel oso makom, or whether the bias was was what? Or whether the bayis was built next to that enclosure, meaning attached to it, like I said, like a backyard, but there was no entrance to the backyard. This seems to be like what would happen in the attic of my house. In the attic of my house, the craziest thing. My new house that I bought, so they build an attic. Now I really have an attic, so they, and you can only afterwards build out the attic. But they do it in a way that you basically just knock down the fake ceiling, and then above it they have another ceiling. And also, they fully finished the merpeset, but you can't get out to the merpeset. There's a window that's totally sealed. So I have a totally, when I get the house, I have a totally finished, huge, beautiful merpeset that I can't get out to from the attic. I have to afterwards break it down and put a door. So that's Mamish's case. Mamish's case. So you have no way to get out to the backyard. But then afterwards, you do what? You break the doorway. That's going to be a problem. Here, okay, after you put up the fence. But what's a case where it's going to be a good, what's the case where it's going to be a good, normal hukaf ladira, which would be normal if my house would have been built that way? That would be if you have the doorway there first, and then you go ahead and build a lot. You build the backyard. So that's what he's saying here. Ubein shepala bayis eitel oso makom, upasach lo pesach, and he opens a what? A doorway. The achar kachikibu, and then he goes and he builds afterwards a fence around the backyard. That would make sense. That would make sense, and that would be a good hekef ledira wide. And what's the logic? The logic is because when the thing in the enclosure is built, it's being built to be able to be used by the residents. If you couldn't get out to that backyard from the house, then obviously it's not being built for residential purposes because you can't get out there. Okay? That's what he says. V'chol zeh nechshav mukav l'shem dira. Then it's considered enclosed for residential purposes. L'shem tashmish dira yikufa, because it's then being made and enclosed for the purpose of frequent usage. Residential usage. Frequent residential usage. Aval heicha dehikifu mitchila. Now, this is what we're saying. But what happens if he does it in a ridiculous way, where hikifu mitchila, first he makes the fence around, v'yachakach bana bo bayis, and afterwards he puts the house in. O afilu bana mitchila. Or even if he built the house originally, v'yachakach hikif, and then after he built the house, he surrounded the back with a fence, acharei bayis. Now he built a big fence in the backyard. El lo haya pesach b'bayis, but there was no pesach in the bayis. All he had was like on my attic, a sealed window. He couldn't get out there. Lo haya pesach b'bayis, let's say it's misham l'makom amukaf. There's no way you can get out to the backyard, to the surrounded enclosed backyard. Then mikri hikif shelo l'shem dira. Then it's considered a hikif. It was enclosed and surrounded, not for residential purposes. The muchach, because it becomes clear, lo aso l'tashmish tadir l'bayis, because it's clear in the way it was built that it was not built for regular home usage. Vida, but now he says as follows. But let's think about it, he says. That's all terms in terms of your action. But what if you mamish in your head decide, listen, I got the builders now that can build the fence, but I have to go and, you know, and hire builders afterwards to make a pesach to my bayis. And they built a house. Now I want to build a backyard. So I'm going to close the backyard. And I have in mind the whole time that I want to do what when I'm building the fence. That I want to build a door to go out to the backyard. So that's what he says now. Vida, you should know. Dim chashav beferish b'shasha hikiv. If he thought explicitly in his mind, when he surrounded and enclosed the backyard, the makom hazeh, sheyivne bo bayis, that afterwards he's going to build a bayis acharkach. V'hakafev hazeh yeh kemo chatzeh. And he, in his mind, he knows, and he wants this karfef to be a what? To be a chater, or sheba bana bayis betchila, or he built a house in the beginning. The achar kachikif besof habayis, and afterwards he built a big backyard. The chasha b'shasa hekev, and he thinks that when he's making this surrounding backyard, she yiftach achar kach, and afterwards he's going to do what? He's going to build a pesach b'bayis, he's going to build a door to his house, la'oso tzad to that tzad, k'dei she yichol l'shtamesh behekev, so that he can be able to go ahead and use it behekev, Litzarche Abayis. He'll be able to use this total enclosure in the back for the purposes of his house, of his backyard. He's going to go from his house out there to do stuff, to have major queues. You know what queues are, right? Everyone here know what a queue is? You know, with some Yedidya burgers and some lamb chops. So you're going to go out. You have that in mind the whole time. Even put a little gas. You even have a little gas going out through the back of your house. Okay? But you can't get out there until you build the door. So you're building it in order to be able to use it. That's what I got. I even got gas. I even have gas and water out there, but I can't get out there until I go and smash the door. It's a crazy zach. Okay? But that's the story. So let's say you did that. Let's say you built it this way from the start, with in mind that you're going to go ahead and cut it open and make a door, or in your mind, you can afterwards build a house inside the fenced area, so it should be a chatzer. So he says, Efshar, he says, interesting. Sheyesh lahakim, perhaps you could be makil. The loymar, and say, the mikri that's considered mukaf of dira, sharei hikif oso l'shem dira, because what did you do? Because in this case, you really actually made the enclosure in your mind, at least, if not by your action, in order for it to be for residential purposes. But he's interesting, he says Efshar, it's not 100%. So what do you do if you mamish did butcher it? If you mamish, or you decided afterwards to build a house, or afterwards to use it for what? You know, for your backyard. What do you have to do? You want to now use it as your backyard. You want to now have a way to get out there. And you want to also be able to use it on Shabbos and carry in there, because otherwise it's going to be a karmelis. So what do you do? So back to Shulchan Aruch. Let's say it is actually built and enclosed, not for residential purposes. Let's go to the case where everyone would agree. Your mom has just built a fence around your backyard, let's say, and you're only going to go out into it from the outside, not from your house. And if we weren't going to ever be able to use it as an extension of your house. And now you decide you want to go ahead and make it into a backyard. But it's not going to help you on Shabbos, because it's going to be a karmelis. So what do you do? So look what he says. Ain't sarach lefrotz kulo. You don't have to do what? You don't have to go ahead and knock down the whole fence. Ela yifrotz bo pirza. Rather, what you do is you make a breach in the fence, in the walls, in the backyard, or of this carpet. Biyoser me'asara. A breach that's greater than 10 amos. Because you remember, up to 10 amos is viewed as a pesach of the area. Benimta bayis pasuach bo below heke. And it comes out that the bias is now open to this area without any enclosure, because you broke the enclosure. You made a breach, a significant breach in the enclosure. Then what do? Yachzor v'yigdar pirtza kula. Then you go ahead and you fix up that breach totally. Oh, even if not fixing it up totally. Oh, amma hayisera alas amma. Let's say you broke it 11 amos. All you got to really do is add another amma l'shem dira. And you got the whole thing done. Because now you have, okay, you have to break the whole fence. Let's say your whole enclosure was 500 amos. As long as you go ahead and you break it more than 10 amos, then you're cool. Then you're good. And then when you rebuild it, you have to only rebuild it up to 10 amos. So if you knock down 11 amos, just rebuild an amma, he says. And that will also be good, right? Oh, amma hayaseira al-eser amos, ba-eser amos, pesach. And then you'll leave the eser amos as a pesach. Then it's considered like it was open. And in the end, you were what? You were mukaf in ladira, which would now make it a viable area to carry in. It won't be viewed then no longer as a karmelis. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura on this. Sif katan chaf. V'him haya mukaf. V'rotze lahakifo l'shem dira. And you want to go ahead now and make it enclosed for residential purposes. So Kain Tzarech Lomer, that's what it's supposed to say, even though it says Bimaya Muka Virotel Akifol Dira, it should have said Virotel Akifol Shame Dira. And what does this mean? A Kavana, right? It says Bechenu Mechaber Sholas Shabbos. This is what it says in the Mechaber of Olas Shabbos, Bechenu Batur, that's the Lashon of the Tur. Va Kavana. What's the Kavana of this? As we said, Shirotel Ishtame Shata, he now wants to use this enclosure. He wants to be able to use it regularly now for residential usages. But he can't. The mechitzos had to have been built originally for residential purposes. So what does he do? So as he says, you don't have to go ahead and break the whole wall down from all sides, but rather, look at the Mishnah Berurah, Chaval, Yifrotz bo, Pirtza, he makes a Pirtza more than 10 amos. He says, not only that, you don't have to go ahead either and smash the whole wall height-wise, vertically either. The whole height of the kol, right, ad lamata, doesn't have to be destroyed. Ela kol shel nisha begova asara tfachim sagi. All you have to do is knock it down below 10 tfachim, because below 10 tfachim also is not going to be considered a mechitza. So what you can do is 10 amos, knock off of the wall, and then knock the wall, and you don't even have to knock down the wall totally, as long as you cut it down to size so that it's below 10 tfachim, and you don't have any wall in that 11 amos pirza. Right? That's what he says. If it's less than 10 tefachim high, also lo mikri mechitza. Sif katan chav bais. Right? So he has to be pirates of pirza more than asara. Then my yabekvar parutz asara. Let's say it was already had a breach of 10. Then dayo di yifrot miyad yosef esagi. Then all you have to do is what? Make a little bit more of a pirza so that it's a little more than 10 amos. And guess what? You're all good. And then just add that much back, and then you have a good enclosure, l'shem dira. Sif katan chaf gimel, v'nimtza bayis pa suach, bo below hekev. Once you do that and make it that it is has a breach more than 11 amos, the house is now considered open below pesach. Sif katan chaf gimel, the cave and the nifras kol kach, since the breach is so big, nispat lu kol ha-mechitzos. All the mechitzos are considered batel. Okay? And even that which is standing is considered as if it is no longer there because you don't have an enclosure. Sifkat al chavdalit, the yachzor v'yigdor, and then afterwards, what do? You go ahead and you refence it. You refence, you reclose the pirza that you made. Sifkat al chavdalit, the yachzor v'yigdor, l'shem kavanas dira. You now go ahead and fill the breach with kavana that it should be an enclosure now for residential purposes. Sif katan chafe ha pirza kula, and you go ahead and you fill in the total pirza. He says, he says, you know, you don't even have to fill in the whole pirza. What you could also do is imoso tsuras ha-pesach. We're going to learn more about this later. You can go what's called and build when you have a pirza more than 10 amos, you can build, this is what we do like in Eruvin, you can create a tsuras ha-pesach, the form of a pesach with a, okay, with a beam on top and beams on the side with the form of a pesach, and you're all good. We'll learn more about that coming up, exactly when and where, how many tsuras ha-pesachs you can use and things like that. We'll get to that. No, it could be, again, it could be greater than Yudamos, as long as you have a Tzuras HaPesach there. A Tzuras HaPesach. In other words, without a Tzuras HaPesach, then it's only a Pesach if it's up to 10 Amos. Okay. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. Oh, Ama HaYisera Al Eser Amos VaEser Amos Pesachei. What he can do is, right, the Shulchan Aruch had said, we read this already, that he can just add an Ama, because if all he did was make it 11 Amos, if he just fills in an Ama, that would also make it to an enclosure with a pesach of eser amos. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Sifkan chavav, o ama hayisera, v'imlo paratz ama, and if he didn't do a full ama, rak ma'at, only a little more than 10 amos, and that's all he has to fill in. Sarach ligdor, also ma'at asagi, all he has to do is enclose that a little amount, and he's also good. Okay, now let's finish up the Shulchan Aruch. What happens, right, v'arehu pasu avlasov kuka, v'im paratz ama. If a guy goes ahead and he breaks it, the fence, an ama, ugdara, v'chazar ubaratz ama. He breaks an ama, fills it in. Breaks an ama, fills it in. Eitzel masha gadar. V'chazar v'asa kain. So if he keeps breaking an ama, filling it in, and then next to it, adding another ama of a breach, until he gets to what? Asara, look at the Mishnah Brura. Adashlimu means not to asara, liyosem e asara. Kain tzarech lomar. It means if it adds up to more than 10 amos, Sifkat and Chavches is going to be mutter. The lower arena, we don't say, Kevin the low parat atzara bevasachas. We don't say, since he did not make a breach in one shot of more than asara, the low gabdar, and even fill it in vasachas in one shot, that it was low havi hekev shem dira. We don't say that. Ella, we say, Kevin the hashta mia, since now, however, havi achidish shel hekev, since at the end of the day, he now has a brand new wall, the yaisem ayeser, it's chashiv already, le hekev, le shem dira, ad kan.